الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. First of all, I want to apologize for the late start. I had to run to the clinic, walk-in clinic, but apparently it's not a good day to visit the doctor today, so it took a little bit of extra time. So thank you, jazakumullahu khairan, for your patience. Most of us have probably seen the activities and the festivities surrounding the start of the new Gregorian year. So of course, we're in the year 2015 now, and there were countdowns and fireworks and celebrations and people partying different parts of the world, some indecent and immodest behavior as well. The thing is that when it comes to such celebrations, we really don't find the concept of celebrating the beginning of a new year in the Islamic tradition. And generally there is this feeling that there is a bit of a, you know, quite a few restrictions when it comes to celebrations as far as Islamic teachings are concerned. And sometimes, you know, we think about it and we come to the conclusion that people just want to make Islam very dry and very boring, and that Muslims are, you know, we're serious all the time. But that's not true, because we do find that in times of celebration, we do find opportunities for celebration, for happiness, for relaxation. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ, for example, used to joke around. There were banquets, celebrations, dinners, you know, there was the reading of poetry, there was singing by children, and people got together to watch activities in sports, and they played games. So this did happen during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to a certain degree the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself also took part. But what differentiates us is that as believers, we know that this life is temporary, and whatever we have is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus we cannot have mindless entertainment and celebration and activities where money and energy and time are spent and there is no true benefit. There's nothing that actually comes out of it. There's nothing that's actually gained from it. And simply having a good time and simply enjoying oneself is not good enough of a purpose to do something. Merely aiming to have fun and having a good time, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that is the only purpose, if that is the only objective, if that is the only thing that is gained, then that's not good enough of a purpose. Because it is, or it leads to, following one's desires. And this is something that we have been warned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said very clearly in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى فَيُضِلَّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't follow your desires. Don't follow your whims. Because what's going to happen? You're going to get off the path of Allah. You're going to fall off that path. You're not going to be able to stay on that path if you just start worshipping and following your desires and just start doing everything that you want to do simply for your own pleasure. So whatever we do, there's got to be a better reason than to just satisfy ourselves and our desires. Therefore, we do find that the Prophet ﷺ celebrated, and when he did, there were other higher aims to be achieved along with that celebration, or as a result of that celebration, in the manner of celebration. So for example, a sacrifice of an animal, which is a form of charity, right? The feeding of others, thanking and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Eid. The two Eids, right? These are the greatest of celebrations for the believers. And how do we start the morning? By praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By remembering the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. And other aims as well, like promoting family ties, you know, getting people together, creating a positive environment, announcing a marriage, announcing the birth of a child. Right? So these are other aims, other objectives that we find along with celebrations. So the point is that every celebration should be tied with something good, something which is noble, something which is praiseworthy, and something which is rewarding. And there should be no activity that leads us to heedlessness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands. So if there's an activity which is leading us to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is an activity that we're involved in which is leading us to disregard the commands and the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is leading us to do things that Allah does not like, then we shouldn't be doing those things. Going away from the obligations that Allah has put upon us, or indulging in prohibitions, right? So we see celebrations, and people are, how are they celebrating? They're consuming alcohol, right? There's immodest, indecent behavior. There's wasting and excessiveness in manners, where money is just being spent for a pomp and show, and maybe for, you know, a few minutes of pleasure. Like fireworks, yeah, they look great. I watch fireworks too. But you know how much they cost? The amount of money that's spent for just the 10 minutes of fireworks display is mind-boggling. That much money will actually be spent just for 10 minutes of looking at lights in the sky. Right? Showing off as well. Right? Taking pictures, selfies, showing off, doing things. Right? This is not from the nature of the believer, and so on and so forth. So this is why we don't find the concept of a New Year celebration in the Islamic tradition. Now, of course, the Islamic New Year begins in the month of Muharram, the first of Muharram, and this was approximately October 25th. It was the end of October last year, so 2014. And every year, it's going to move back by approximately 10 days. So the Islamic New Year circulates around the Gregorian New Year. A new year, just like every new day or every new month, is a reminder to us that time is passing. Time is ticking by. And this should be, for the believer, an opportunity to reflect. And for our pious predecessors, for the great scholars, the pious people of knowledge and taqwa, of piety, of the past, a new year, the passing of time, would be more of a reason for concern than celebration. Because if you think about it, we're not gaining anything, right? We're losing a year, right? Another year has passed by. We're getting closer to the end, right? So they would be more concerned rather than celebrating the coming of the new year. What have we done in the past year? What have we achieved? What did we do right? What could we have done differently or done in a better way? And for the upcoming New Year, whether it's the Islamic New Year or the Gregorian New Year, what are the things that we want to achieve to get better as we get closer to the end? Because a believer tries to improve as he or she moves forward, so that when the time comes to actually meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believer is in a better state. A believer is in a better shape than he or she was earlier on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, one of the shortest surahs of the Qur'an, we recite it all the time. وَلَا عَصْرٍ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of time. He says, I swear by the time that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ, verily the human being is in a state of loss indeed. You are in a state of loss. Every breath and every second that's ticking away is gone. The same date may come around again, but it won't be the same moment. So human beings are in a state of loss, but then Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the prescription of how to reverse that. You know, people start getting old, sometimes they get worried, they want to get anti-aging creams and medication, trying to reverse. You can't reverse your age, you can't reverse the time that has gone by. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the prescription. He tells us, how can you turn this time that is actually ticking away, that you're losing, into something of benefit? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believed, did righteous deeds, and exhorted each other, encouraged each other towards the truth, to follow the truth, and exhorted each other, meaning encouraged one another to observe patience. Believe, do good deeds, encourage people towards the truth, encourage people towards patience. So if you want to overcome this loss, this is the prescription. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said that if people reflected upon Surah Al-Asr, it would be enough for them. If people just reflected on what Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually saying in Surah Al-Asr, it would be enough to give a warning. It would be enough of a lesson to learn and to rectify oneself. So it goes back to the importance of using time for things that are of benefit. And the underlying principle in making this choice, because how do you decide what is of benefit and what is not of benefit? The underlying principle is given in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, that they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning alcoholic drinks and gambling, or concerning intoxicants and gambling. People ask you, is it good? Is it bad? Is it something which is prohibited? Is it permissible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the formula for figuring something out, whether it's good or bad. Say, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. Say that in them is a great sin. And intoxicants and gambling is a great sin. And some benefit. There may be some benefit. You hear these news stories every once in a while. You know, there's some one cup of wine, whatever a day, good for the heart. And then another study will come out and say, oh, that was wrong. And then another one will come up and say, that yeah, it was right. And then back and forth, right? Okay, so there may be some benefit. People who go gamble, play the lottery, someone wins, you know, the $10 million jackpot for the lotto for the 649. Okay, maybe there's some benefit in that for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the sin in it is greater. The harm that's actually going to come out of it for that person and for everyone is actually much greater. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us from the perspective of this world and the hereafter. We may just be looking at our benefit in this world. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows about what benefits us in this world and in the next world as well. And we may not realize that. So Allah is telling us that the harm is actually greater, the sin is actually greater. So therefore, it's prohibited. Don't do it. Even though it may have some benefit in it. So there must be benefit in what we do. And the benefit should be greater than the harm, or the risk of harm. So the benefit, anything that we do, should be greater than the harm, or the risk of harm, or the potential for harm that exists. So things can have benefits. Like I said, alcohol, gambling, usury, interest, right? Things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. There may be some benefit in them, but the potential for harm is greater, and therefore they are prohibited. So similarly, anything we do, the benefits have to be greater than the potential for harm. The Prophet ﷺ has also told us that من حسن إسلام المرء, that from the perfection of a person's Islam, of a man, a person's Islam, is what? تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي, is leaving that which does not concern him. It is a part of our faith to be a perfect believer, to be a perfect Muslim. Leave the things which do not concern you. Right? Sort of like mind your own business. Right? Leave the things that don't concern you. If it doesn't have anything to do with you, if there's no benefit for you, let it go. On the other hand, if there is benefit, then it does concern you. Okay, so we get involved in things in which there's no benefit. Prophet ﷺ telling us that, you know, it doesn't concern us. Don't get into it. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think that we created you in play or in vain? Do you actually think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you just for nothing, just to mess around, to play around, for no purpose? No, that's not the case. In fact, the entire heavens and the earth, the entire universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. We have not created the heavens and the earth and all that is in between in vain. Everything has a purpose. So therefore what we do and every of our actions, every single of our one of our actions should also have a purpose and a legitimate purpose. So my brothers and sisters, let us reflect on the passing of time. How are we actually spending our time? How could we do better to reverse the inherent loss that we are suffering with the passing of every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second? What can we do to reverse that? How can we actually turn it into benefit? What are the activities that we are involved in? This is something for all of us to reflect upon, inshallah. What are the activities that we are involved in? What are the things that we do in every 24 hours of our day? What benefit do we get from these things? From everything that we do during the course of the day, during the course of the week, and the month, and the year? What benefit are we actually getting? Is there any benefit apart from the satisfying of our desires? Are we just doing things because we just feel like doing them? Are we getting anything out of those things? If we are, if there is some benefit, then do the benefits outweigh the harms and the risks? Right? So if you really want to be serious about this, right? You want to list out your day. What do you do through your day? What's the benefit? Why are you doing it? What's the benefit that's coming out of it? What are the harms? Is the benefit greater than the harm? Right? We spend time on the internet. Right? How much time have we spent in the past year watching movies, TV shows? How many hours of music have we listened to? How many hours have we spent hanging out with friends and whatever we were doing with them? Or strolling in malls, playing video games, or smoking or drinking things which are halal or whatever, or maybe not, right? What have we done and what benefit did we get out of it? What did we actually get out of it? Did we gain anything good and positive? And was that gain greater than the harm? Because if you're gaining this much, but if you're harming yourself this much, then there's no point. Why are you going to do something like that? Right? So what are the activities that we should be involved in that have the most benefit and the least harm? This is how a smart person will think. What can I do in my life, in every single hour, every single day of mine that Allah has given me, that I can maximize my benefit and I can minimize the harm? Or ideally have no harm whatsoever. So worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, perhaps the most beneficial, right? Serving others. Serving others, helping others. Seeking education, improving our knowledge of Islam and of other things as well. Because everything is a creation of Allah. And doing it with the good and with right intentions to help people, to promote goodness. Right? Volunteering, feeding the needy, visiting the sick, encouraging others to do good, running projects that encourage good and that discourage evil. These are some of the things that we should be focusing on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah azza wa jal grant us much goodness and greater iman. May Allah azza wa jal grant us better health, grant peace to everyone in our city, in our country, and around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love and the closeness to Him for all of the inhabitants of this world, and especially our brothers and sisters. May Allah azza wa jal enable us to use our time wisely in the things that are of true benefit. Ameen wa khudam wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In this vein of trying to reflect and seek improvement, the Canada Muslim Association has made a short online survey that seeks your input and your feedback regarding our programming that we run. Actually, the different programs that we have, like Strive and Divine Words and Khutbah 360 and I Discover and all these programs. So we have a survey. If you take a few minutes to fill it out, inshallah, that would be greatly appreciated. It has been emailed out. I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter feeds as well, and I will be posting it on the website soon, inshallah. We also have an outreach participation form. We talked about outreach. We talked about the things we need to do to help people get a better understanding of our faith. and to practice our faith properly in the community. So this form is now online, so please do take a moment to go to our website, canadamuslims.ca. You'll find the outreach participation form. Please fill it out and tell us how you are able to help, even if it's you know, very little in your eyes, it is still greatly appreciated. We don't have any Friday evening program here this evening, and no Strive tomorrow either as well. Regular programming will commence on coming Wednesday, inshallah, with the Tafsir session, Divine Words. However, I have been invited by SNMC, the South Philippine Muslim Community, to give a talk at their new masjid, mashallah, which is very beautiful. I encourage you to go and visit it and check it out, inshallah. The grand opening is actually this Sunday, but the masjid is open. So inshallah, I'll be giving a talk there on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and having love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and how we can translate that love into actions, inshallah. So that will be happening this evening. Isha is at 8 o'clock at SNMC, and the talk will be afterwards, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. Please move forward, inshallah, so we can make some more space for people who are joining us. And also, there is a khutbah summary of this talk available outside as we leave, inshallah.